The U.S. Congress and the White House are trying to hammer out a deal that would extend the Bush-era tax cuts for all income brackets temporarily in exchange for extending unemployment benefits. Republicans want the tax cuts kept across the board, but Democrats are fighting them, saying the country can't afford to keep the cuts for the wealthiest Americans. But the Democrats do want long-term unemployment benefits extended, and so are at the bargaining table. APRN's Libby Casey reports.
Senator Lisa Murkowski joined with other Republicans on Saturday to shoot down two middle-class tax cut proposals. One would have extended the Bush-era tax cuts for couples who make up to $250,000, and the other would have let taxes rise only on Americans making more than $1 million. But Republicans want to extend the tax cuts for all brackets, including the wealthiest Americans. Democrats pushed taking the votes to get Republicans on the record. Senator Murkowski's office put out a statement saying the proposals would have amounted to a, quote, massive tax increase that would hurt small businesses. She says the weakened economy makes it a bad time to bump up any taxes, and she wants to see a vote on extending all the cuts. The tax cuts were originally designed to expire at the end of this year, and unless Congress acts, they will do so. Alaska Senator Mark Begich sided with Democrats and voted for the middle-class tax cut extensions. He especially likes the plan to let taxes go up for people who make over $1 million and says as a business owner himself, he doesn't think that increase would hurt the small business community.
So it's not a question of how long to extend these things. It's who will benefit from the right public policy discussion and decisions. Small business folks benefit. And, you know, I understand the other side doesn't like the 250,000 and under. So a lot of us on this side, moderates, said, well, why not try something a little different? Let's up it a little bit. Let's get to the $1 million threshold because it covers basically everybody except the millionaire and billionaire club. That seemed reasonable.
Begich and other Democrats say the line has to be drawn because extending the tax cuts will increase the already perilous national debt. The House passed a bill last week that would extend the middle-class tax cuts, but without Senate approval, it's dead in the water. Alaska Congressman Don Young voted with other Republicans against it. The White House is currently working with a bipartisan group on a plan that could extend all the tax cuts for a couple of years, which Republicans want, and at the same time extend unemployment benefits, which Democrats want. Long-term unemployment benefits expired last week. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.